the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for.
Another time make you stand out tonight?
Time produced Sam Scott in Hollywood with John Scott
Trotter,
his orchestra, the mayor, and Bing
guest.
Say, Bing, who is your guest tonight?
Oh, gee, I don't know for sure, Ken, but my brother Everett is out in the hall with a net.
Nope.
If I know Everett, he'll probably capture himself.
Excuse him. We have to have someone around here to talk to.
This is Mark, Casey. Somebody's bound to blow in. Oh. Maybe we make a little noise might attract somebody. Hmm? We got a great song here from the musical show Angel in the Wing. That's the review that features Hank Ladd and the Hartmans. Song called The Big Brass Band from Brazil. Is the PA on good, Jim? Everybody climb in now. This is a very lively thing.
Brothers down in Rio had a noisy family trio. Three piccolos that sounded mighty shrill. But their papa called it music, so with his dough they planned
the big brass band from Brazil.
They soon sent to Cuba for some trumpets and a tuba. They figured that their relatives had skill. Brazil's is up with cotton, but he still thinks they're grand.
The big brass band from Brazil.
Oh, they practice all night long, but they've only learned one song. So they play that same old phrase 57 different ways. There's first and second cousins, and there's uncles by the dozens. They play as long as Papa pays the bills. And it's getting more expensive each time that they expand
the big brass band from Brazil.
USA was luring, so old Papa set him touring Chicago and New York and Louisville. But because they don't play baseball in Brooklyn, they were banned
the big brass band from Brazil.
Practiced all night long, but they've only learned one song. So they play the same old phrase 57 different ways. Give the boys a hand.
Breezy stuff for the first week in March.
Yeah, Ken, we're coming in like a lion and we're going out with Patillo. Right now, who knows?
You know, Bing, whenever I hear that expression coming in like a lion, I can't help but compare it to the reception on Silco Radio.
Yeah, now, Ken, do you mean to say that twisting a lion's tail gets the same result as twisting a Silco's dial?
Oh, I mean that a lion's roar is powerful and rich and clear, just like the tone of a Silco.
Well, then why doesn't Silco raise lions instead of bothering with radios and phonographs?
Now, wait, that's a little radical, Bing.
I don't see why. To make radios, you have to have bolts and wire and solder and tubes and stuff. It's a big production. Yeah. With lions, all you need is a couple of them. You're in business.
Maybe so, but tonight I better stick to those new Silcos. But if it would help, I could roar like a lion about them.
Oh, no, no, you don't, Ken. You just go ahead and read your commercial. Start reading something.
Okay, Bing, I don't have to roar. Just let me whisper the news about Silco's sensational new plastic portables. And the good word is that they'll be arriving at your Silco dealer any day now. You can't miss them when they do, because their slick, streamlined plastic cases are real eye-catchers. A fashion flash in your choice of four different colors. You get real powerhouse Silco performance, too. And at an amazing new low cost for Silco quality in a portable radio. If you're always on the go, get the new battery-only model. Or if you can use a handy extra radio around the house, too, latch on one of the three-way jobs that play on battery or plug into the house current, either AC or DC. Indoors or out, these new Philcos are a cinch to be the smart set with a smart set. And pop for your money in portable radios from Philco, the leader.
I recorded this song recently with the Andrews sisters. Haven't got the Andrews gals loose tonight, but we got the rhythm airs. They walk along pretty good.
Come on along, Houston's a bee. Don't let it trouble you. Come on and live a life of ease at the Flying W.
Good day, like a cowboy.
Come on along and shoot the breeze. Don't let it trouble you. Come on and do just as you please
at the Flying W. Go away, you dirty
door.
Put on the boots. Get yourself a dress and add a pair of boots. And a dirty shirt from under. Bring down the tie. And yippee, 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 fire.
Come on along,
come on
and shoot the breeze.
Come on along,
don't let it trouble you.
Come on along,
come on and live
on along,
a life of ease
at the Flying W.
Sing like a cowboy.
Sing as you ride on the perfect day.
Be like a cowboy.
Your life will let you forget your age. Come on along.
Come on and
you
please. Come on along. Ever trouble you. Come on along. Come on and do just as you please.
At the Flying W.
You're going to a gallop, mister. Hang on for life.
You know you got insurance for your
son
and wife.
If you see the store, forget it and don't you cry.
Yippee, 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 ki-yi-oh. Come on along and do the free.
There's a young lady here to see you.
A guest?
Good. No, I don't know if she's a guest star exactly. She's Jack Benny's girlfriend, Gladys Zabisco.
Oh, Gladys. How are you?
Fine, but boy, you in trouble.
Trouble?
Yeah, Jack Benny's on his way over here, and I rushed over to warn you.
What happened?
Well, Jack and I had a date after his rehearsal, and I was standing across the street from NBC when Jack showed up. He was in a very romantic mood. In fact, I've never seen Jack so romantic.
Gladys. Maybe it's the moon, maybe it's the stars, maybe it's the fragrance of the night. But I want to say something to you I've never said to any other girl.
What's that?
I'd like to buy you a drink.
I accept.
Well, let's go in here to Tom Brenneman's. They've got a lovely cocktail lounge.
Hey,
it is nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's Tom
Brenneman
over there. Hiya, Tom.
Oh, hello, Jack.
Hello. And hello, young lady.
Oh, this is my girlfriend, Gladys
Zabisco. Well, it's a real pleasure to know you, Miss Zabisco.
Well, thanks. But I wish you'd keep your hands to yourself.
Gladys, he's only trying to pin an orchid on you. Gladys and I thought we'd stop in for a little drink.
Oh, fine. Well, if I may offer a suggestion, you know, Phil Harris comes in here a lot. He seems to like our champagne.
Champagne?
Mm-hmm.
No, it tickles my nose. I'll just have some muscatel.
Okay, but Phil always has champagne.
Well, he's got two shows. Just muscatel.
Will the lady have the same?
No, bring the lady her own glass of muscatel.
fleeting.
I'm sorry you wouldn't go for champagne, Jack. I wanted to buy your kids a drink.
Oh?
I said I wanted to buy you a drink.
Well, why didn't you come right out and say so instead of setting a trap?
Oh, come on, Jack. Have a drink on me. Waiter, forward J29,
please. Jack, I have to run along. I'll take care of the business here. Enjoy yourself. Go on.
Thank you, Tom. He's got it. Isn't this romantic? Soft light, champagne.
But they have an office in the other room.
It's cozy here. But if you care for some music, there's a jukebox over here in the corner.
Oh, wonderful. How about playing something?
Okay, wait till I find a nickel. Let's see. Oh, here, I've got one. See, what have they got here? See, Bing Crosby. Yeah. The Andrew sisters. There are three of them. The four Mills brothers. The ink spot. I wonder how many spots. Oh, here's Fred Waring's Glee Club. There's a buy if I ever saw one. Gee, there must be 100 of them.
Don't you like collecting?
What's to like? All right, it's your night. I'll play Crosby.
Well, what are you waiting for? Why don't you put your nickel in?
I was just wondering, Gladys, all those people sitting around, do they get to hear us too?
Honestly, some people go through life listening to the other fellow's nickel.
How can you be so petty, Jack? You're a big star.
Oh, that's right. I guess I was only kidding.
Hey, come on, everybody. I want you all to listen. Here goes.
Love is funny. Or it's bad.
Maybe if I clap to the team. See, now it stopped altogether. Maybe if I kick it a piece.
Well, it's no use, Jack. If I play.
But it's got to play. My nickel is in there. It's got to play. Maybe if I take it a little.
Hey, Bud. Hey, you. What are you trying to do?
Look, waiter, I put a nickel in this machine and the record wouldn't play.
Well, I've got nothing to do with that machine. You'll have to see the owner, Mr. Brenneman.
Mr. Brenneman?
Oh, my friend Tom. Oh, yeah. Where's Tom?
Just stepped out.
Stepped out. He sneaked out.
Look, Bud. In Toledo.
Toledo? A fine Steve. You're only the waiter. The jukebox company's in Toledo, and Brenneman takes it on the lam. Well, I'm going to go to Crosby direct. I'll get action. Let me out of it.
Anyway, Jane, that's what happened, and I ducked out while Jack was arguing with the waiter, and I thought I'd better warn you.
Well, you warned me just in time. Look who's coming.
What's wrong, Jack? Looks like you lost your best friend.
Bing, I just had an unfortunate experience. I mean,
really?
Some people would have been furious.
Well, what happened?
Well...
I'll save you a little time, Jack. I know exactly what happened. You put a nickel in to hear me sing, the record got struck, you lost your nickel, right?
Just as I thought. You're in with that jukebox, Ma.
Now, don't be silly, Jack. I know the story because your friend Gladys here. She told me all about it.
Gladys, I don't need any help from you. It's my problem. I'm old enough to stand on my own two feet.
You're old enough to fall down.
Never mind. I'm not interested in what you told him. I want Bing to hear my side of the story. The true side. And I've got witnesses to prove it.
Oh, Jack. What do you want to do? Make a whole big case out of this?
I'm not making a big case out of anything. I simply want to tell you very calmly what took place. Now, here's exactly what happened, Your Honor. I mean, Bing. Now, look, Bing. Through a mechanical fault in this music vending machine, I was obliged to forfeit a payment I had made in advance to hear you sing a song. Now, since I didn't get to hear that song, I feel that some kind of financial adjustment is in order.
Well, frankly, Jack, I don't see why I should be obligated to compensate you for your loss.
Mr. Crosby, do you not receive revenue from a certain mechanical device... Patent number 327849.
commonly known as the jukebox?
Jack, I'm not affiliated with any jukebox company. The money I receive through this medium, I get indirectly.
Then give me my nickel back indirectly. Give it to Gladys and she'll hand it to me.
I don't see what we're arguing about here, Jack. Why don't you forget about it?
Forget about it?
Yeah.
Look, Bing, let's reverse the situation. Supposing I had put a violin solo on a record, and that record was placed in a jukebox. You put a nickel in the jukebox. The record got stuck, and you didn't get to hear my violin solo. How would you feel? Well, let's take another example. Bing, think about your conscience.
My conscience?
Every time you see a nickel, you'll think of me.
Oh, that is inflation.
Bing, believe me, it isn't the money. It's the principle of the thing. Don't you see? Look, the sign on that machine said one song for 5 cents. Our country was founded on honest representation. It's the right of legitimate barter. It's that the Louisiana person. It's Paul Revere's right to Lexington. It's Dewey at Manila. It's the spirit of 76. Don't you see, Bing, I'm not fighting for my nickel. I'm fighting for American tradition. I'm fighting for the Constitution. I'm fighting for George Washington at Valley Forge.
What, again?
I'm telling you, Bing, I'll never rest until this matter is cleared up.
Well, Jack, I've just been pretending to be stubborn. I've had a lot of furniture expense tonight, but you do have a legitimate beef. And I want to square.
Oh, thank you. I mean, Bing.
You put a nickel in a jukebox.
Right.
I was supposed to sing a song, you didn't hear it.
Right.
You didn't get your nickel back.
Right, see?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to sing that song for you.
Bing, you mean instead of giving me that nickel, you're going to stand here and sing a song?
Yes. Yeah.
How can a guy be so cheap?
Love is funny, or it's sad, or it's quiet, or it's mad. It's a good thing, or it's bad. But beautiful, beautiful to take a chance. And if you fall, you fall. And I'm thinking I wouldn't mind at all. Love is careful. It's a problem or it's play. It's a heartache either way. But beautiful. And I'm thinking if you were mine, I'd never let you go. That would be the cheerful I know.
Well, there's your song, Jack. That makes it even.
Yeah, I guess it does.
Yep. Brenneman.
Too late in the day for Tom. It's a little late for Tom.
Well, you know, his restaurant
is across the street. It takes him quite a while to get it. Open
the door again.
Close it. Hey, Jack. Oh, Mr. Brenneman. brings you here?
Well, I stopped over to see Jack thing. You know, the juice box mechanic was in, and we got his nickel back. Here you are, Jack.
Oh, thank you. $1,900. Yep.
It was all the same to you. I'll be running along. Goodbye, Jack and Bing. I've got to run across the street and water some hats. Say good rest, though. Have a nap.
Well, what a lovely fellow. You know, I ought to send him a good neighbor, Hawkins.
Jack, you've had a big day. You got your nickel back. You got a song.
Yeah, I did. Well, come on, Gladys. I'll walk you home.
To Glendale?
Oh, yes. We'll take the bus. Let's go.
Say, wait a minute, Jack, just a minute.
Yes, sir.
You know, a little while ago you were talking about fair play and justice in America?
Yes.
Well, when you got your nickel back, I no longer owed you the song.
Well,
you did willfully accept that song from me.
Yes, but...
Mr. Benny, do you know how much I get for singing the song?
Can I get a glass of water, Jack?
Make it a bucket. I think I'll drown myself. Look, Benji, there's only one way to handle it. You gave me a song, I'll give you back a song. Gladys, get me one of those violins.
What are you going to do with a violin?
I want to reciprocate.
You mean retaliate.
Hey, Jack.
Thanks, Gladys. I'll do the best I can. Violin is a little different from the one I play. This one has four strings. I wonder what the other three or four.
Those are trash.
Ow. Ow.
Thank you, Jack. That was very good. Huh?
Look, I haven't started the number yet.
No.
Just grand. Thank you a lot. Bing, I'm just trying to pick out a number.
Well, these people have homes. Maybe they want to get to them.
Oh, well, I think I know a good number I'll play. Humorette.
Oh, see, I may join in on that.
No, Bing, you see, there's no vocal.
No, I mean on the cymbal.
Oh, you play the cymbal?
Certainly. I used to play on a live bait boat off of Formosa Beach.
But don't crowd me.
Mr. Bush is here.
You know, this little act we did is look pretty good on television.
And those clothes?
Why not?
Color?
Oh, it's funny that you mentioned television, Bing. You know, I was in the radio store the other day looking at the new Philco.
And what did you buy?
A package of Lucky Strike cigarettes.
Well, Jack, you might go in the radio store and buy Lucky Strike because you have great control. But I've asked you to say with everybody else, it's LSMFT, Let's See Mighty Fine Television.
You stole that from us.
Jack, because it fits Philco so well. Mighty fine television, mighty fine radio. Either way, it's C-H-I-L-C-O. And the big news in mighty fine television is that now you can get genuine Philco television for a sensational new low price. In fact, the lowest price ever for Philco television. Only $199.50, plus $1.35 federal tax and the installation cost. And man, that's really bringing the cost of television down. Right down where everybody can afford this great new kind of home entertainment. And make no mistake, despite its low cost, this new Philco cable model is a full-size, high-quality television receiver. Nothing skimped, nothing left out. And yet you can get it at the lowest possible price for which a quality television receiver can be built. Gives you brilliant pictures, so sharp, so clear, so real. Compare this new Philco 700 and let your eye be the judge. Get yours now and get set for the baseball season. Buy it for as little as 10% down at your Philco dealer.
That was the last number in the second series.
Hey, wait, Jack. It's my program, not yours.
Oh, pardon me. I'm so absent-minded.
Mr. Crosby, who's your guest next week?
Well, next week, Gladys, we have a very jolly program with Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart?
Cut that out. Does Jimmy Stewart buy you champagne?
Thanks
very much.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter, and his orchestra, the Widowmares, and Bing's guest, Jimmy Stewart. And keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the newest thing in radio from Philco, the leader.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.